Hulu just premiered a stunning documentary about Larry Ray, the 63-year-old who was sentenced last month to 60 years in prison for brainwashing, abusing, forcing into manual labor, and sex trafficking a group of students from prestigious Sarah Lawrence College. It started when Ray crashed on his daughter's couch in an on-campus apartment after a prison stay, continued in a New York apartment. How damaging was the cult? Well, a warning, very. And we see that on cell phone videos Ray had the students record. Felicia Rosario's two siblings were in the cult. She had a full ride at Harvard and had just started her residency in psychiatry in L.A. when Larry Ray convinced her to move in with them because the bad guys who conspired to send him to prison were now trying to kill her. Again, this scene is very difficult to listen to. Her beautiful black hair is matted. She's gaunt, terrified. First, you hear Ray's voice.
You said you're terrified. Why are you terrified?
Because I'm afraid because the people in California, they told me that if I didn't do what they wanted me to do, they were going to send people to kill me. And that the people that work with my parents, we're going to send people to kill me.
There were no bad guys. Her parents, immigrants from the Dominican Republic, would eventually sell their home to give their children the money that Ray demanded. The film is Stolen Youth, Inside the Cult at Sarah Lawrence. Director Zach Heinzerling joins us. Zach, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Felicia Rosario, now a former cult member. And Felicia, this is very emotional for us to hear. How are you?
Also very emotional.
Yeah. Deep breath.
And happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, you want to get the word out, so let's do that. Zach, Larry Ray did have powerful friends. Bernie Kerik, the New York police commissioner. But we also know he just served time for stock fraud. Who was this guy?
You know, he was a master manipulator, someone who could mix truth with lies in an effort to create, you know, an image of himself that was impressive. Certainly to college students, you know, him offering worldly advice, being a father figure, a highly trained narcissist who had a delusional sickness and need for self-aggrandizement.
Yeah. His daughter, Talia, devoted to him and his story that bad guys had done him wrong. That's why he'd ended up in prison. The group is getting more and more insular. You talk to their friends at school. They felt that something was wrong. And we see it spiraling. He keeps them up all night, accuses them of breaking his things. He convinces them he's their victim. Here's a scene. This is Felicia's younger brother, Santos. It starts in the present day. He's telling you, Zach, about these late night sessions. Ray trying to get Santos to say he saw those bad guys who put Ray in prison.
We would stay up in these interrogations until like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. It's like your willpower is gone. I would just make something up.
Tell me something worthwhile after all these hours.
Gonzalez.
Who's Gonzalez?
The other cop in the kitchen that...
What did he look like?
He was short. He was pale. He was the pale one.
This whole convoluted conspiracy started taking form. I start to write memories.
That's Santos, who brought in his sister Yalitza. And then Felicia, you come to visit, end up calling Larry Ray your husband. You share Larry's bed with Izzy. You know, in one scene, your beloved brother screams at you that he's going to slap himself every time you scream, but you can't stop. So you're both beating yourself up while Larry Ray watches. I'm so sorry to even take you back to this, but can you explain to us what was going on then?
So Larry is excellent at what he does. You know, I might have said that I had, quote, fallen in love with him, but that wasn't love. It was really con at first sight. Like, he asked my siblings questions about me, and then he wormed his way into my mind and took over. And he implanted these total lies in telling me that, you know, my sister was trying to kill me, my parents were plotting to kill me and to kill him. It just went on and on. I'm sorry, this is really, it's really hard to talk about because it's just so much. I'm still trying to understand what he did and how he did it, because the depth and breadth of the lies is unimaginable.
Yeah.
And I ended up regressing. I became very childlike for a lot of the years. My mind just had to escape and I had to protect myself, and that was the only way that I knew how.
Mm. One by one, members start to leave until when Larry is arrested because some students back at the school have contacted New York Magazine and said there's something going on. You, Felicia, and Izzy are the only ones left. Until what?
Things got so much worse after everyone left. His abuse escalated in every way, physically, emotionally, psychologically. And especially after the article came out, that was really the first glimpse at maybe being able to leave, because he made me believe that no one would believe me. And it happened. Like, I watched him tell people, you know, like, I would try to say something and then he would talk over me and then the person would just ignore what I said. And so I felt completely trapped. There was no way out for me.
Well, you know, Felicia, we're going to be speaking with cult deprogrammer Stephen Hassan, because I thought of him throughout this film. And then there's a scene in your apartment. This is when you're trying to recover. And I saw a copy of his book, Combating Cult Mind Control. Did you get help from him?
I met him maybe a few weeks ago. But I actually had help from an organization in New York called Sanctuary for Families. And it was actually my therapist there who recommended the book.
Huh.
It took me like 6 months to pick it up and finally start reading it. But it was incredibly powerful and very helpful.
Well, we're going to be talking to him tomorrow, in fact, you know, more about how this happens. But in this scene, you're talking to Zach. Again, this is in your recovery. And it's about something you think happened when you were a child and you had a dress and you wanted to show your dad. And then you stop yourself and you say you're having Larry brain. Let's listen.
This whole drama about me showing my dad the dress may have happened or may not have happened. Larry was using my own memories, but then he twisted it and then he turned it into whatever was going to suit him.
You're a doctor. Mm-hmm. I mean, you fight to break away from your own brain, the Larry brain, with that voice in your head. What did this man take from you?
So it's true, I am a doctor. But before being a doctor, I'm a person. I'm a human being. And you know, it's hard to listen to that right now, but to that clip. I'm sorry, I just need a second.
I'm sorry.
It was a struggle for so long. It was years. He started that story in 2011. That had become part of my self-narrative. So it was very difficult to get to that point, but it was incredibly freeing, and it was very empowering to have that realization, to really start to distinguish myself from what Larry had been saying about me.
Yeah. And your siblings. We heard it at the beginning of the segment, but knowing that your siblings were there, watching this, you're frozen. You can't even step forward to protect the siblings that you love.
No. And, you know, ironically, I think that me falling apart was actually more protective. Larry was trying to groom me. And if he had been able to have me as an example, then they might have been caught in his web for way longer.
Yeah. That's an amazing thought.
And this happens mostly because of how deranged Larry was.
So your sacrifice, a breakdown, might have been what saved your siblings. Felicia, do you think this could happen to anybody?
Absolutely. I watched Larry manipulate and control adults. Anyone he met, if he decided that you were useful to him, he was going to win you over and get you to do what he wanted. So it could absolutely happen to anyone. And we have to be careful now.
Felicia Rosario, lured into Larry Ray's cult, continuing to heal. She's part of the film from director Zach Heinzerling. It's on Hulu. We'll hook you up at herenow.org. It's called Stolen Youth. Zach, Felicia, thank you so much.
Thank you.